அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும் வரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி வபரகாத்து. அல்ஹம்துலில்லாஹி ரப்பில் ஆலமீன் அர்ரஹ்மானிர் ரஹீம் வஸ்ஸலாத்து வஸ்ஸலாமு அலா ரசூலி சையிதினா முஹம்மத் வஅலா ஆலிஹி வஸஹ்பி அஜ்மைன். ஃபவுது பில்லாஹி மினஷ் ஷைத்தானிர் ரஜீம். பிஸ்மில்லாஹிர் ரஹ்மானிர் ரஹீம். இன்ன அல்லாஹ வமலாயிக்கதஹு யுஸல்லூன அலன் நபி யா அய்யுஹல்லதீன ஆமனு ஸல்லு அலைஹி வஸல்லிமு தஸ்லீமா. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال تعالى اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. صدق الله العظيم. Mr. Didat, I got two topics in mind, trying to debate which one to share with you all. But before that, I'll ask you one, two questions. That's my style, as you should know by now. Who can remember when I came here last year, Ramadan, what the topic was? The previous Ramadan, before that. Leave that. What a bahut dur ki baat hai. Jumma bayan who gave you on Friday? All the money in my pocket is yours if you can stand up here and rewind and replay the entire bayan. All the money I got, I'll give my card with the pin number, all is yours. If you can stand up here and repeat Friday's bayan, word for word. I'm not insulting you, there's a reason for raising these particular points. What has happened to our memory? We are relying more on modern technology. A few times, Doc, I mentioned this recently in my bayan because the topic was similar. I said, when I go back 20 years ago, me, the A.R. Khan, I'm 68 now, so you go and I'm 48, okay? I could remember 50 telephone numbers without exaggeration. Then the cell phone came out. And people laugh when I say, it took me 3 years to memorize my wife's cell phone number. My own wife. What has happened? We began to rely on technology. Just now, one of my students phoned me because she wanted to get in touch with my family member. And she said, Moana, what's your daughter-in-law's number? I said, hold it. Me, I don't have technology we can put on hold and check. I said, just wait. I don't know my daughter-in-law's number. I don't know my children's number. You have to rely there. Because that is where we went. So we will not remember. I don't know A.K. Patel, where he was. Where is he? He's gone. Yeah. Maybe Isaac's time. Abhisab, mashallah. I'll take you around the 80s and 70s. I'm talking about myself. I will go to a bayan, some overseas great alim comes, and Allah's kindness, Allah gave me that at that time. Part of it is still there even now, but I'll sit and listen, and the next day, believe you me, I will rewind and replay the entire bayan. Because there was no technology to rely upon. This is the difference. And we rely totally on technology, this thing gone, also warped. Second thing, even if you got the technology, we're not paying the due attention that we should pay. That's another problem. When you pay full attention, you remember. You may forget some, but you remember the core, the summary of what was discussed. You understand? Okay, that's one point. Other point, Allahu Akbar. Because we don't listen with enthusiasm, it goes over the head. For that moment, mashallah, Moana Khan gave prop bayan today. What did he talk about? Angas. That's the problem. You know, I make comments sometime and we take lessons from there. In the hadith, in Mishkat Sharif, this one hadith is there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, okay, who's talking? Allah Nabi. He's making a statement, of course, for sahaba. He said, Allah Ta'ala selected me. That's him. From who? From the entire creation as the chosen one. We use the term Muhammad. Uske baad kya hai?
One title, come on. Famous? Muhammad? No, no, one title, I said. He's one title. See, those days are gone. Muhammad, Mustafa, Ahmad, Mustafa. Come on, man. Muhammad, Mustafa, Ahmad, Mustafa. That Mustafa and Mustafa is similar meaning. The selected one. Muhammad, the chosen, the Mustafa. Muhammad, the chosen, the Mustafa. Same meaning. Chosen out of Allah's will that He will be my number one and most important creation. Now He's making a statement after that. He's saying Allah Ta'ala not only selected me but selected for me my family. Now you have to look at that deeply. I was told only 45 minutes. Very sad, disappointing, honestly. Last Ramadan I went to 4 places minus Ashville. I was here 2 years. They had to cut short. 2 hours. 2 hours, doctor. The Allah's kindness. And not a single person moved out of the masjid. Not one. Because they are thirsty. You all get, mashallah, you all get fed all the time. But go out there in the other places, they're hungry for a good scholar, for a good speaker, for a good presenter, for a good knowledge information. Not one, believe you me. I thought some bug there. After morning, the guys get tired here. 45 minutes is too much. Is it true? Or is that a false allegation they made against you all? Jibai? I mean, last year I came to Ahmedabad at 3 o'clock. I said, inshallah, it's Asar. They can run a morning, both lamba or day. Now, are they talking for you? Are they telling you what you want and what you don't want? I tell people, but how many doors you got here? Nobody is forcing anyone to sit. Look, mashallah, it was almost full for Zohar, na? Am I right? Many went away. It is their right. Their liberty to go. You are at liberty to sit. And if you think you're too tired now, maybe you got some takaz or what have you, carry on. There's enough doors there. When I was imam in Miyamek, Mona, your bayan is too long. I said, listen, Allah gave us 8 doors here in the masjid. They can walk out of any door that they want. Nobody asked them to sit, but now they want to park. What Mona is saying till the end? At the expense of what? He must cut short the bayan, the other must benefit. It don't work like that. It's a chance, opportunity, cherish it. Cherish it. Value it. You will not get. Aren't we all crying about Moana Patel today? Come on. Rahmatullah, I myself, I'm guilty as well. Huh? We never took advantage of his presence, am I right? We took it for granted by TK. And suddenly we got the shock of our life when the sudden tragic news came, am I correct? At that time, if you all don't know, it was a Tuesday night. How I remember that one, Shabir? Tuesday I got tafsir in my own house. One day wife jacked me up, a couple of years ago. You teach the whole world, but you don't teach your own children. Look, all my kids, daughters and sons, all went through my hands in matric talim. Alhamdulillah. But is that enough? Look at Patel following me everywhere, Muhammad Isaac. Who else I can see here? I don't know. I can see Mr. Sayyid Ali sitting here. Quite a few. MashaAllah. That is the basic. And imagine, wife Jack, you have to shut up and just take it. I'm like, doc. They say she's the best security guard. Am I right? They keep you on your toes. It's all part of life. He say you must have tafsir. I said, right, fine, on. And the same pattern, believe you me, the pattern that in the masjid or in wherever I have my tafsir program, same pattern. I don't regard my kids are sitting there. I'm giving the same pattern. And of course, you address them as my children, etc. Understand, look at this. There's it. So as I was saying, and what I was saying, I forgot what I was saying. Jibai, Faruk? Yeah, Moana Patel Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So it was a Tuesday, because Tuesday is tafsir in my house. And I was busy, and I got that recording even now. And the phone rang. I don't know who knows Sufyan, Moana Sufyan from Makkah, Burmi. I met him couple of years ago in Makkah, while in Moana Potter's company, Doc in Mumbai. He's a short man, must come there. So that's through him, through Moana Patel Sahib, I met this man. And he became very attached to me after that. So he was the one that rang me. I was busy with tafsir, right? Now I want to know the ayat I was doing. I can't remember that part. And the phone rang, and somebody answered, one of the children or somebody, says, a phone from Makkah for you. And Sufyan rang. Said, Modi Sahib, Hazrat ka intiqad ho gaya, abhi Haram Sharif ke andar. Oh my God. You know what? What they say? What was put from under your feet? Ragna? Yeah, what? Then we say, Allah, kash. Same story. I also am guilty. I also never take full advantage. And also all our sitting here, we all have rigorous MRA. So what lesson comes out of there? Take advantage of those who are around and don't cry unless you have to. Theek hai? Alright. Let's come to the other point. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Nabi says, Allah Ta'ala chose me and chose my family. On the family part, I must share something, which is the most relevant point. In terms of family, he mentioned one time, and Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and he got this particular episode, what I'm going to share now in his kitab, Nasruddin, Sirah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Allah Ta'ala selected me, selected my family, and the focus here was between me and my ancestry, fathers and, hello, you're awake, fathers and ancestry, fathers and mothers, all those who carried me from Adam's time till now. Allah maintained their purity. Allah maintained their nobility. Let alone commit zina. The thought of zina never passed through their mind. Can we say about us that? Pure lineage. There's the selection. We read in the Quran, very common, Isha Salah mostly, that last page of 28 Sipara where we talk about Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam ji. Lut alayhi salam was not an ancestor, but Nuh alayhi salam is an ancestor of Nabi. And our ancestor too is called Adam number 2. What you understood over there? Let me digress. I'm not here to give bayan. I'm here to teach some sabak, some 1-2 points, and we'll maintain inshallah past. Unless you ask me to sit a bit longer, then I'll park. Okay. What do you mean when you say Adam, Nuh alayhi salam was Adam, we can understand. Allah made Adam from sand. Allah made Bibi Hawa from the rib. Allah then, via the two of them, gave them how many children? Anybody who remembers my notes, come on. 40 children. 20 sets of twins. We only know two boys' names, Habil and Kabil. The others we don't know because these were very important people and they mentioned in the Quran. The sisters were not say important or they're not mentioned. I mean, they were important. Okay? Now, Allah's command it was, they must cross marry. This twin boy marries the other twin girl and so on. That was Allah's procedure. Then Nuh alayhi salam came in the world. Ji, when he came in the world, in between that period, it took long, couple of thousand years, for man to give Allah backseat and to bring what we know as shirk into the lives. And by the way, another question, from where does shirk start? If you all forgot, how does it originate? Or how did it originate in society? What method shaitan employed to promote shirk, and he succeeded? And what is shirk, by the way? To attribute partner not only in Allah's person, but in Allah's quality. There are certain qualities exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exclusive to Him. And if anybody attributes the similar quality to somebody else, that's called shirk. And it starts from the Qabrastan. That's what shaitan used. You all want to hear about that? Come on, quickly. Yes or no? Today also it's a practice. Koi motto manas aavech. One buzruk came, one great alim, Allah wala. What is the most important thing we request them to do, doc? Hazrat, make dua, am I right? Make dua. I can remember Moana, Masirullah Khan, Rahmatullah, Ta'a, Shabir is for you. I made my last mulaqat after qualifying and got my hand in his hand. He said, Hazrat, mere liye dua karna. I'm asking you. He said, achcha, theek hai, jahan jaoge, kamyab hoge. You understood that, Farooq? Jahan jaoge? And believe you me, those words are carrying me till today. Then he looks at me, he says, Muri sahab, I'm giving English, right? Also make dua for me. He was seated and I was standing, right? So, I'm looking at him with my wide eyes, questioning him with my eyes. You got everything, unspoken words. It's a eye contact conversation. Allah has given you everything, wilayat and the works, right? We are in need of your duas, what need you got for our duas? I didn't speak one word. You know, but wide eyes, he said all that to him. So he's telling me, yes, make dua for me. Right? He replied to my eye contact. Then now I spoke. I said, Hazrat, what dua must I make for you? He said, make this dua, ke Allah Ta'ala gives us khatima with iman. So I'm still looking at him. So I'm puzzled now. A person got wilayat, got everything, and asking for that, right? I didn't say one word, but I'm looking in my eyes again now, again that contact is there. He says, yes, there's no guarantee that you will leave this world with iman. Therefore, you have to always beg Allah, ke Allah Ta'ala make our khatima with iman. And that famous dua, Allahumma thabbitna alal iman, wa amitna alal iman. Allah, keep us firm with iman and cause us to die with iman. And raise us qayamat day with iman. So it's very important. So we go to Buzruk's dua. And we know for a fact that the duas are quickly answered. Why ours is a bit slow? And sometimes not at all. Shabir? Why must we go to them? I'm asking a question. Say, I'm here to teach. And I like to pick your brains, think and try and understand. Why must we go to them? Can't we pick our hand ourselves? The problem is our life, our lifestyle, our earnings, etc. is one barrier between our dua reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's it. So simple. And these people, they're pure in their behavior, their conduct, the morals, and they ensure with Allah's help, whatever enters the system is 100% pure hand. Halal, yes or no? So when they pick up the hand, point gaya. I'll throw one ball. I'll throw one ball in between. Moana Makki of Makkah, that famous alim, I picked up from him this. He says, you know, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Quran says, Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua after he built the Kaaba. Allah must accept the effort. Allah must produce from him via Ismail a nation that will be Ummate Muslima. And for that nation to appear in the world as Ummate Muslima, Allah must send a Rasul from that same nation. So what comes out of here? Ibrahim alayhi salam would like the Nabi to be from his progeny. One. And he wants from his progeny, Allah must produce one nation that will be totally submissive to him. Just as him and Ismail were totally submissive to him, to Allah Ta'ala. You look at the life Ismail Ibrahim, whatever Allah ordered they did. Simple example, Ibrahim, take your wife Hajra and your infant son Ismail, leave them where you'll be shown. And when he was shown the place and brought there, he got the shock of his life. No visible means of survival, not even a blade of grass. And then, worse than that was, don't even tell your wife why you're leaving here. What must be her iman condition? Don't say one word, leave them, goodbye. And what do they have in their possession for survival? Perhaps a bottle of water, that kind of bottle, the leather bottle, eh? And one pot cost a little bit. How long will that last? Most 2 days, come on. What kind of submission is that? And he's gone. And Hazrat says, Ibrahim, you're leaving us here, why? He's silent. His back is towards her, he's walking away. And she kept on throwing questions until to put the most important question to get the right answer. Is this the command of Allah? What was he told by Allah? Don't speak. Okay, he can't speak. What else can he do to convey to her it is the command of Allah? By sign and gesture. So remember, his back is towards her. So he nods his head. At least he gave her that signal. At least she must know. And what did she say? When that is the command of Allah, I submit, I surrender. Whatever the outcome afterwards, I accept. Infant child, and a child that in Ibrahim's life came after 18 years, married Sarah. His entire youth got spent and there was no result from the interaction. And Sarah says, I am now pensioned off. If you understand my meaning, eh? Marry Hajra, there's still some youth in her. Sorry, ma, there's still a lot of youth and there's some youth still left in you. So see, perhaps Allah will give you child by Hajra. So nikah takes place there. And the years are passing and Ibrahim's youth is now running out. So what does he do? He pick up his hand. Quran says, Rabbi habali minas salim. And Allah replies, Fabashar now bi ghulamin harim. Same time, answer came, you got it. And after dua, Hajra fell pregnant. And now we got this other story. With it, the child is not even walking. Let alone crawl, not even walking. And that helpless child, and the woman that Allah used to father his child, he must ditch them here. He never asked one question. Submission means when you commanded, don't open your mouth, forget your mouth. We can control the mouth, but you control your mind. Harder. Your mind must even be controlled. I will not question Allah. I submit. Sami'na wa ata'na. Khalas. And after years when he come back, what does Allah do to him? Put knife on your son's throat. What is that famous line? I learned some proverbs in school. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Out of sight, out of mind. Hey, you're a teacher even. So absence makes the heart grow fonder. After about 10 years, Allah allows him to meet his wife or rejoin his wife and son. When he left them, what condition was there? No visible means of what? Survival. Perhaps thought must have entered, what must be the condition? Well, you know what, the only way to Allah's will, if they perish, so be it, khalas, and chapter close, forget about it. Seriously. And suddenly after 10 years, Ibrahim go and meet them. And he gets the shock of his life. When there was nothing here, it's a whole city. Plus this huge well here, which we know as Zamzam and so on. Ya Allah. And what's the other one? You know, absence make the heart grow fonder. Ne? So after, when he sees the child and the wife, what happens now? The love for the two of them comes gushing in the heart. And heart is a container with confined space, so to speak. Limited space. So when the love of the wife and child pushed into the heart, what happened? All along was complete love for Allah. So when that love came gushing, what did he do? Come on. It had to give way. Allah's love part had to come out to make way for this. Come on. And he on top there, he's talking, but Ibrahim doesn't know what he's talking. I'm just making you understand. Ibrahim, up to now your heart was full with my love and suddenly now you are allowing Ghairullah to enter. You must now slaughter that Ghairullah. The one, and who is that Ghairullah, the son? He is the one, the main one, not your wife so much. You are going to slaughter, put your knife over his throat with your own hands. Is that easy, friends? Did he ask Allah why? He don't know why. He goes through it. Ibrahim, build the Kaaba with your son. There's no material here, friends. All today we got, look at that bridge there. You know, which one? That one there. I wonder if I'll see the bridge in my lifetime. That one there. There by Springfield. The Ramgeni one. Eh? Palak Bridge, Ya Allah. It's a nightmare, man. From that time, Abu Yunus, that journey from there to town was a nightmare, still nightmare, man. There was some ease now and then, but still nightmare. When will that thing get finished? Allah knows. All, everything is there. The workmen are there. The material is there. The equipment is there. Everything. I asked this question last day, if anybody remembers. Moana, I was sitting somewhere here. I said, Moana, I'm giving you this homework. I want you to come back, and I'm searching for it. How long it must have taken Ibrahim alayhi salam to put up that structure? Without material. And our material, mashallah, is, suitable size and shape. What did he have? Did he have bricks? He had blocks? We've been to Makkah, most of us either here. We have seen some rocks here and there. Put one on the other one. By going in your yard, man, take two rocks, put on top, that, you know, stand still. Okay, two may stand. Put a third one on top. Put a fourth one, come on. We need 10. Impossible. Now for him to search out those rocks, suitable size and shape that will stay firm, one above the other, without toppling over, was it easy? Did he ask Allah, hey Allah, you know what, where's the material? Nothing. He just, that's called submission for you. Head bowed down. The job got done, mashallah, we don't know how long, right? Okay. In fact, a couple of years ago, when I went, climbed up Jabal al-Sawr, and I took some pictures of a couple of huts that I saw, like Windy House style. And all of them were built with rock, no cement in between. I took some pictures of that. I said, hey, and those lighties of orange were with me. I said, boys, look at this. I said, look at this. This is what the Kaaba was originally like when Ibrahim Shah built it. Stone, one, no cement at all. And it was, this is a small structure. I said, that is now a sample of what the Baytullah was like. Today, mashallah, the cement or not is there. Kaaba is now built and he's making this dua. See that side he made dua, answer straight away. Now come this side. When he made these duas, Allah produced from my offspring a nation that will submit to you totally. I submitted with your mercy and grace, my son submitted. And maintain our submission till we die. That's also part of the dua. But now Allah, do me one favor. From my offspring, I want one ummah a Muslima. So we go back to Mawlana Makki. He's from him, I learned this. He said, do you know after how long the result of Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua materialized? Let's go to the other one. For the child, same time. He made dua and she fell pregnant here. And here he made dua. And by the time Muhammad came, how long it took? Anyone knows? 5,000 years. Salim Wahid. How many? What a big gap. And you know where he was standing, people? When he made the dua. When we go to Makkah, when people go to Makkah, we advise them, those of us, the best place for you in Makkah to stand and make dua is where? Come on. I'll get my cane for you all just now. Jibai, Multazam and where? Hajar al-Aswad. Multazam, that spot. Hajar al-Aswad, the corner, and next to that, just stand right there. And we know it. We told people about it. We saw in the Hajj books and etc. The best place to make dua is there. Allah Nabi told us himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anybody who makes dua at this particular spot, guaranteed granted. I just thought of something. Don't worry, I'll take you back. I know where I stopped, right? You all know about the shirk. You're on hold there, okay? Where of Layla Majnu? Romeo and Juliet, you all know. Come on, all you guys in metric. Eh? Say that. Romeo and Juliet, where art thou, my Juliet? Standing right behind you, my Romeo. Layla and Majnu is a real. Romeo and Juliet is fiction. Layla Majnu is real. Come on, man. Mohana Rumi, Masnavi Sharif. Come on, man. It's there. No fabrication, no figment. And the bottom line is, Majnu is means crazy man. People game that he was crazy about Layla. And Romeo and Juliet, we know the story. What's the story? Families were enemies. But these two, jab aankhe mili char to dil mein aa gaya pyar. You know that line, doc? Yeah. Love at first sight and love at first bite. Allahu Akbar. And this fella is mad, crazy. It happens today too. Hey, Muri Saab, man, my daughter is in love with this one Tangaji fella, and Muri Saab, you want Tawiz. And same with the son. No, Musalman. But, you know what? Not compatible as far as we are concerned. Because all the Muri Saab, what you want? Must give what? Come on, man. Famous Tawiz. So Majnu's father went to Muri Saab. So, Hazrat, my son is crazy. Instead of saying, Allah, Allah, he makes Layla, Layla. Yeah. He's crazy. I want on Tawiz. He says, Tawiz se nahi chalega. Tawiz se kaam nahi chalega. And they're from Yemen, if you all don't know. He said, I'm advising you, take your son for Hajj. Now, those days, even now, Umrah has become like one very common thing. Original ambition of every Muslim was what? Hajj. Why has Umrah become so common now in these past few years? Two reasons. Those who made Hajj before, they said, well, more mongoosh, I'll go for Umrah. And I'll try for the Ramzan one. Right? Okay, finish. Then you get those who said, by this, who never made Hajj before. Hey, Hajj. 60 grand and 50 grand, 20 grand, I'll make the Umrah. Me, I'll never make it. So, he bypasses the Hajj and he goes for Umrah. Okay, mashallah, very good. So, until recently, look, if you go back to my time when I was a lighty, nobody heard the term Umrah, if you all don't know. Come on, see, that? Can you remember? Your father and grandfather. Umrah was unheard of. Honestly, even Ramzan Umrah was unheard of. Yeah, this much we did know. I'm taking you 70s and 80s. Not after 80, but. Some people will go for Hajj, they will go just before Ramadan. Doc. And they'll put Ramadan, Shawwal, Zilqada, Zilijjah, after 4 months they're coming home. Umrah was unheard of. There's it. So, Muri Saab says, take your son for Hajj. When you enter Makkah, you'll make Umrah, as we all know. And when you enter Makkah, and when you complete your tawaf of Umrah, and when you go by Multazam and Blackstone Corner to make dua, then you must lead your son in dua. You must raise your hand, tell him, beta, raise your hand and make Ameen. And repeat after me these words. Oh Allah, remove from my heart the love for Layla. Father is saying, repeat. So if the son repeats that, kaam ban gaya. The son was very sharp. Father said, Oh Allah, remove from my heart the love for Layla. The son says, Ya Allah, fill my heart with the love for Layla. Now you got more crazy. Ho gaya. 5,000 years is the gap between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a hadith which says, I was already khatamun nabiyyin whilst Adam was between sand and water. You know, Nabi said to you, Allah selected him. Adam's body is not yet created. Allah has already pre-decreed that Muhammad is the khatamun nabiyyin. Adam I'm making now will be my first Nabi, but the terminator of Nabuwat Muhammad. Then Allah Nabi goes on to say, Oh Sahaba, you want to know about my first matter? Who is the first one responsible regarding me? He says, I am the result of the dua made by Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. The same dua by the Kaaba. Ibrahim alayhi salam doesn't know he's making dua for Muhammad. Remember that, understand that too. He's making dua ke his offspring must become soon a ummat-e-muslima, and the one to guide them must be a rasul that will be from my offspring. Perhaps he didn't know he's making dua for Muhammad, but the only one from Adam right down that mentioned Muhammad not by name but by quality and portfolio, so to speak, is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Go back now. In between Adam and Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, what happened? Lots of pious people. People got problem. Hazrat dua, dua ho gaya. And there were quite a lot of them around in different regions. Now a pious man dies. Great wali of Allah at that time dies. Very mustajabu da'wat personality dies. When he's died, he's buried. After a few days, shaitan comes. He says, people, you know what? This man used to make dua for y'all. Now he's gone. Who will make dua for y'all now? And after that one, there's nobody around now. No contemporary. He's the only one. Now they're in a difficulty. No? Yes, who will make dua? He said, I tell you what. Come to the grave here. He said, carefully. Come to the grave here. And we also do this. Ya Allah, for the sake of your wali, who lies buried in this grave, we ask you through his wasila, fulfill our this wish and that wish. No problem. 100% halal. No problem. Oh, very good idea, mashallah, for the suggestion. And that's how they came. Where's the Kabrastan? In the city, out of the city. Now to come from the city to Kabrastan, so far, very far, man. Hey, you know what? Mushkil, man. So shaitan, I tell you, nobody more patient in the world than him. The only creation that is so patient is that fellow. He says, I know, if not sooner, later I will succeed. So after some time he says, you know what? So hard for you all to come graveyard. I make one suggestion. You all can imagine his picture, his image. And you are a sculptor, you can imagine his body shape. Make one sculptor or one artistic picture. Keep it in the town square. So instead of coming here, you come here and make your same dua. No problem. As far as his concern and the mindset of the people. Was there a problem? Yeah, there was a problem. It's not the same. But that's how he moved them here. Now with the next generation coming up, what do they see? They see the parents standing by the statue, raise hands and making dua. He's making dua through the barakat of this buzruk. The child sees my father and mother got their hands raised, they're asking him. Can you understand it, the difference now? And this is how shirk entered society. Allah Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look in the section of janaza and you'll find there, maybe Shah Barat time, the ulama, you may have heard the hadith where Allah Nabi said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I had forbidden you, prohibited you from visiting the Kabrastan before. I now give you full permission, go regular. Now why did he prohibit Muhammad, our Nabi, why? Same thing. They just came out of shirk. Those 360 idols inside the Baytullah, outside the Baytullah, what were they? Come on. They were images of great people of the past. We all charos here, am I right? Our ancestors there in Hindustan, thousands of idols they worship. What are those idols? They are images of great personalities. Who's Buddha? Who's Krishna? Who's Shiva? Who's Bajrangbali? Ganeshan, I know is that elephant. But who's Rama and all these? Personalities. Great people in their history. We call them Buzruks. And they remembered them by making image and portrait. And then that became the object of worship. Khala, there's it. Okay. So Nuh alayhi salam come in the world and he struggled. Quran says for how long Salim Wahid? Come on.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا.
And we sent Nuh as a messenger to his people for how long? 1,000 years minus 50. That means he made effort, dawah towards Tawheed of Allah for 950 years. And you know, people, how many accepted his message? You got a whole, and that was the only human race living at that time, human nation, nobody else. In the hundreds of thousands, how many people accepted his message? You all know. After 950 years of manat, how many? 80. 80 public. From his house, 3 sons out of 4 sons. 3 daughters-in-law. And from here we digress. His own wife was a pakka kafira. Yes, she was a kafira. She also carried Muhammad in her body. But immorality was far from her mind. Understand me now. So the connection now. Nuh alayhi salam's wife was a pakka kafira. Allah mentions that in Quran. But in terms of morality, gee, we hear about the immoral condition of the Arab. My friends, the Arabs were also very high moral people. We look at few evils and few points, we make big noise. They were high, very high in terms of morality. I just thought of something. Who was the woman that arranged for the murder of Amir Hamza in Uhud? Inda. Whose wife was she? Abu Sufyan. Allah. In the conquest of Makkah, that occasion, Ramadan, 21st of Ramadan, 8 Hijri, Nabi Sallam enters Makkah Muazzama and he captures Makkah. The night before or early morning, Abu Sufyan becomes a Muslim. Amir Muawiyah, his son, becomes a Muslim. After Makkah is under Nabi's control, most of Makkah become Muslim. On the first day, Nabi focused sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the men, getting the pledge, bayat, as we call it. See, we are different. Every Muslim at that time, doc, when he became Musalman, he gave oath of allegiance, bayat on Nabi's hand. I'll show you just now one example. Next day, Allah Nabi focused on the women. Next day, he focused on the women. And when those ulama that are familiar with Nabi's bayat silsila, the method, they'll describe to you first thing, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never touched the hand of any female. Men as men, bayat. Then how did Nabi make bayat of the women? And you find that even now, as an example, either a string is opened up, or some chadar opened up, and Hazrat is holding the string this end, and the ladies are holding their part, khalas, and they're the bayat. And sometimes, that's not also possible. It doesn't matter. He says, "Theek hai, aap mere saamne ho, parde ki beech hai, theek hai, maine sabko apne apna murid bana liya," and so on and so on. Do you understand? So next day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the bath of the women. And I want to show you something here. What was in that bath? Now, there's it here. Allah Nabi is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ke ya Nabi, idha ja'aka al-mu'minat. When the believing women come to you, then take bath from them. What they will not do. Allah yushrikna billah. They will never ever commit shirk. Wala yasrikna. They will not steal. Wala yaznina. They will not commit zina. Wala yaqtulna awladahunna. And they will not murder their children. Wala yaatina bibuhtanin. And they will not attribute false accusation against anybody. And they will never ever disobey you, ya Nabi. Can you see how strong that is now? They will never ever disobey you, ya Nabi, in matters of goodness. And they will give you this firm commitment, or you will take from them this firm commitment. And once they give the commitment, then you will ask Allah to forgive them. Those of us who did sit and we can't remember when we made bath or when we were present and somebody else was making bath with the same sheikh, sometimes he renewed it, am I correct? And once the bath was made, what did the sheikh do? He made istighfar dua for all of them. It's Quranic thing. But the main point what I want to bring here is this, that next morning, which is the 22nd of Ramadan, Anas Dabi is taking bath of the women. Okay? So, when he came to this point, that, okay, let's do it this way. Thou shalt not associate partner with Allah. We accept. Thou shalt not steal. We accept. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Abu Sufyan's wife, what's her name quickly? Hinda. The one who murdered Amir Hamza. The one who ripped his chest open. The one who took out his liver and heart. And there are reports to say she even not only chewed, but she swallowed some of that kalaji into her system. Now, what hatred did she have for this man? Why did she hate Hamza so much? Last battle of Badr, Hamza sent to Jahannam her father, her brother, and her father's brother. Three close blood. So she, and all this called the battle of vengeance. 70 top muskons, you know muskon, squadrons of Makkah were sent to the Kabristan. 70 top guys. Kabristan, case, Kalas. Anyway, in fact there was a loss of 140. 70 killed and 70 taken prisoner. So look at the 70 killed. All the Abu Jahl company, all gone Kabristan case. And her father was also a Makulu chief in Makkah. So she, and Abu Sufyan came with a vengeance. And his wife was the cheerleader of the women. Skip all that now. So we come here. Allah's Nabi is taking bath the next day. And she is part of the crowd seated there, all in parda. Oh Lord. You will not commit adultery. Promise, yes. You will not steal, yes. You will not commit zina. She speaks up, Hinda. Ya Nabi, will a noble woman ever commit zina? Listen carefully to me. Allah Nabi listens, he says, that must be Hinda. Understand this, doc. A woman that engaged in this vile act of arranging for the execution, murder of Amir Hamza in Battle of Uhud. Go in history, Allah's Nabi cried so much on that day because the body was so badly mutilated, it was impossible to identify Kiri Hamza. It was Amir Hamza's sister, by some body part, was able to recognize, you know, that is Hamza. Nabi never cried so loudly and so much that the entire 700 Sahaba -70 that were killed also there, right, minus them 630, all cried with the Nabi. And his crying was loud. And this same Gori Kala is sitting here in Makkah, and what she said, will a noble woman commit? What? Zina. And Nabi says, Amir, that must be Inda. So they were the worst kind of kafir and mushrik, but nobility is something else. Just in passing, sorry man. That's A.R. Khan. I thought these boys, these notes in school, on Hinda. Abu Sufyan, I just told you, is her husband. Eh? Previously, she was married to somebody else. Now this, what I'm telling you now, comes in that section of history where we talk about Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. I know, Amir Muawiyah. It comes in that section. Because there's a connection here. Hinda, her husband accused her of zina. Husband accused her of zina. Can anybody who's accused of zina defend himself and gain acquittal of the charge? Bibi Aisha, I don't want to go into the story, but just give you a clue now. How did she attain acquittal from the charge and pronounce innocent? Quran came. Yes or no? If Quran didn't come, finished. Okay. Allahu Akbar. So her husband accused her of committing zina. And you know, even now in that Khyber Pass and North West frontier, that you know that our Taliban gang in Afghanistan, that morality level is so high. They will not think twice to pull the trigger. I'm sure you know about that. I'm sure you know of honor killing. They cannot tolerate it. You're bringing shame to our family. So yeah, when Hinda is accused of zina by her own husband, imagine the embarrassment and the shame and the mental agony being suffered by her family. That means the whole family is now brought down to shame and embarrassment. And one thing I admire here is, they didn't just hammer a left Hinda, she said, I'm innocent. And they know, they believe her when she said that. But how do you convince the other party? So the elders from both sides, they took a decision. They said, let's go there in the mountains. There is that one holy man there. Let him give a verdict. And whatever he says is final. Okay? So they go up. But now, what wise fellow says, you know what? We'll have to test this guy whether he is real. Whether his assessment of Hinda is going to be genuine. So what they did, they took along a slave girl that was brand new out of the box, if you understand me. And they took these two ladies, they say, sir, these two girls have been accused of committing adultery and zina, so we want you to assess them and give us a verdict. So they put forward the slave girl first, who was brand new from the box. He said, this girl, pure and chaste. So now they satisfied. Other one is not brand new, but at least they get the assessment. Whatever he does, I don't know what he does. He said, no, she's pure and chaste. What was the agreement there? Whatever he says, final. So that means the boys' party now accepted the verdict. Thank you very much, whatever. And they're about to go away. The old man says, Hinda, please come here. I've got good news for you. Very soon, you will give birth to a boy. His name will be Muawiyah. He will become the king of the Arab nation. It's a prophecy. I repeat one more time. Hinda, very soon you will give birth to a boy. His name will be Muawiyah. And he will become the king of the Arab nation. Later on, when Muawiyah became Muslim, came to Madinah Munawwarah, Allah Nabi said, there goes the king of the Arabs. That's another political story, but let's come here. I like this part here now. So, the husband is very excited. He says, Hinda, come, let's go make Muawiyah. She turns around and she gives him one backhand and sent him flying. Kam bakhat nalaik badmash, my words, mina jinnati wa nas. You embarrassed me, you accused me, and now you want to become the father of that son of mine who will be king. Fly kite. Got the divorce there and she married Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan became the father of Amir Muawiyah. There's the history. Kaan se ka baat chali gaye bhai. So there's your shirk there. Just come to conclusion now. It's already past my time. I don't mind sitting at 2 o'clock, but it's past my time. We come to conclusion. Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua. And we saw after 5,000 years, Muhammad came in the world, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the main point is, why it took so long? Farooq, Umar? That is how long it took for, my words, nature, to produce so many progeny of Ibrahim salam that will be declared a nation. Okay. Muhammad is born at the age of 40, Nabuwat. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, I read for you in the beginning. First Quranic verse. And 2-3 years ago, I remember giving this talk here in the same masjid. I spoke only on Quran that time. I said, look at what Allah Ta'ala is saying here. Iqara. Recite in brackets Al-Quran. The question is only once and finish. What Allah's command? Shabir? Repeat. Repeat. And you know something else. While coming here, I said, Allah is very kind to me, honestly. May Allah continue the kindness. I mean, you know. I said, you know what? Our Nabi is a Nabi for all. I'm sure you heard this Ramadan Bayan. Jibreel will come to him in Ramadan. In the past Ramadan, he used to recite one Quran khatam to Jibreel. Yes or no? Can you remember? Huh? And likewise that way. So we're looking at one Quran khatam in Ramadan was Nabi's quota. Agreed. And the last Ramadan, when he got the message, you're going to come soon, he made double khatam. Okay, now let's go back. So what sunnah in terms of Quran tilawa did Nabi leave behind for me and you? One khatam minimum by every Muslim in the month of Ramadan. Do you understand me? Right. That's minimum. And what's the maximum? Sky is the limit. But to give you an idea, open Imam Shafi's life story, open Imam Abu Hanifa's life story, you'll find the following. Common feature between the two, 61 Quran khatam in the month of Ramadan. Honestly, we can't digest it. 61? Work it out, doc. What's the one? The one is Tarawih. And the other 60 is Tilawa. 30 in the day. One khatam in the day, every day. What's average Salim Wahid? One Quran khatam a day? Don't tell me 10 hours. We all, you know, we have a mashallah. Every 20 minutes we'll read one para. So 10 hours, average 30 para. But we take 10 hours, Salim. No, apne thaki jaye, man. That you will drag now, it become 12 hours now instead of 10. So 12 hours khatam in the day, 12 hours khatam in the night. Think about it now. It sounds very far-fetched, am I right? Impossible, man. Where was the time to eat and drink and make namaz and they're talking trash? Oh, no one talking trash, boy. When you are a devotee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives barakat in your time. I'm sure you all heard this story in this masjid where it was mentioned about a certain Buzruk Alim. It was a story like, you know, hey, this man, between Asar and Maghrib, he makes Quran khatam. Hey, nonsense, man. We salah, hafizah, we read so fast, impossible. Now, that was one karamat of his, barakat of time. And there were so many guys that were pointing finger, all nonsense, man. So he heard about it. Anyway, these guys, they also wait, they bide the time. Sometime later, he was in there. He said, hey, man, you know what? Gentlemen, let's go for a small walk. You know? Some fresh air out there. Let's go take a walk. They finished the asana and they came out. No problem. Hazrat, chalo, I'm telling you, sir. And as he moves, as he's walking away, he says, Hazrat, he's telling them now, look, I'll read some Quran here. Listen, as I read. He said, take it, Hazrat. Surah Fatiha, Alif Lam Mim, Sayakul, Tilka, Lantana. And they're going, and they're all good hafiz, remember, they're all very good. And they're so absorbed and enjoying Hazrat's tilawat of Quran, carrying on, and minar jinnati wan nas and maghrib azan. Maghrib azan. Allah give barakat in time. Allah they went for miraj, beyond the seven heavens and even beyond that, and he stopped here and stopped there. Normally I mentioned, I said, you know, open the miraj kissa that you will find Allah the be taken. Where was the first stop he made when he left Masjid al-Haram, moving towards Aqsa? Where was the first stop he made? Quickly. They forgot. See, you all don't pay attention when the people talk. Stop Medina. Make two rakat ya Nabi. They took off. They stopped on, Baitul Laham, the birthplace of Isa alayhi salam. They went to Mountain of Tur, where Musa and Allah spoke. Two rakat namaz there. They went to Madian, Shuaib alayhi salam, 30, made two rakat namaz. How many rakat there are all together?
And I'm asking you, our rakat, 2 minutes, bare rakat khalas. And Nabi's namaz will be 2 minutes. I'm asking you a question. Alright. He went to Masjid Al-Aqsa, azan was given 5 minutes. He read 2 rakat, tayyatul masjid, so to speak, 5 minutes. He led the whole imam, Ambiya in Jamaat, we'll say 10 minutes, come on. There was Qirat there as well. And after the namaz, then there was a small Jalsa day, if you all don't know. There was a small Jalsa, talk honestly, where different Ambiya came and they gave speeches about Allah Ta'ala's namat on them. And then he met many Ambiya, all that took time, yes or no. Then they came out of there and the other trip. So leave the other trip, we're talking only in the dunya trip. So much of time was already spent, and yet when Nabi returned, famous line, that something was still shaking there, the bed was still warm. Barakat in time. That's it there. To come back here, minimal 1 Quran khatam in the month of Ramadan. Every Ramadan, that's minimum. And maximum sky is the limit. Abu Hanifa, 60 Quran khatam in the month of Ramadan. Tilawa, 1 khatam in the day, 1 khatam in the night. And Hazrat Imam Shafi was a similar story. And these people, mashallah, just another one passing short quickly now. Any question that was put before them, and they learned one usul, one principle. Any question comes to you, search for the answer in the Quran. And that's Nabi's tali. You boys remember Patel? Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he appointed Muaz ibn Jabal, you're gonna go Yemen and you're gonna park there as my governor, as my deputy, and you're gonna control that place. And he's a young man, about 23 years old. Now when he's going, Allah Nabi called him, Ya Muaz, tell me, sit down. If any problem come to you, how will you address the issue? He said, I will look for the answer in Quran. And say, suppose you don't find the answer in Quran, then what will you do? He said, then I will search for the answer in the Sunnah of Rasulullah. And say, suppose you don't find the answer there, then what will you do? He said, then I will apply my mind, keeping the Quran and Sunnah in front of him. I will leave no stone unturned until I find the answer in the light of Quran. When I find the answer, it must in no way conflict with Quran and Sunnah. So there's the usul set here. So Abu Hanifa and company, any question that came in front of them, they will, what they say, we serve the net. Eh? And what's the other term they use? You search the net. And they used to, you know, put the head down and they'll search the entire Quran. And they'll find the answer. I'll give you 2 examples. One of Shafi and one of Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah. You don't mind? Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he's sitting, he's got his dars on there. And he's busy. And which also remind me, when we have in Dars Imam Masihullah Kharamatullah Ta'ala Ali, and somebody will come. You don't blame them, they don't know what's happening here. I remember one occasion, one fellow came, not so young man, he said, Hazrat, Assalamu Alaikum. So he stopped the sabak, he says, Kaise aana hua? He said, Hazrat, taweez chahiye. But taweez kis liye bhai? Hazrat, aulad nahi hai. He said, Acha, theek hai, he says, bed jao. So he take one small, you know that memo pad. And quarter of that, he'll write the taweez, quarter of that. And he was so neat in his, you know, Allahu Akbar, no scissors. He said, Dekho, maine taweez likh diya hai. His taweez ko apne, what's this? Daane haath par baan do. Main dua bhi karta hoon, aap jaakar khub kamar hilao. Subhanallah. So Abu Hanifa is seated here, a man walks in, he disturbs, alright, doesn't mind. He says, Hazrat, I got a problem. He said, what's your problem? He said, Hazrat, I saw this dream. It's recurring all the time. I'm giving azan in my dream. Something I never gave in my whole life, so I don't understand. It's recurring. He said, okay, please sit down. So Imam Abu Hanifa put his head down. Now, unknown to them, he's scanning the whole Quran from Surah Fatiha. What is he scanning for? Looking for any word in the Quran that has the word azan. Because what the man saw? Azan. I'll show you just now, you'll understand better. Hazrat picks up his head. He says, Dekho, mashallah. He says, you know what? Your dream that you saw is indicating, inshallah, you're going for Hajj this year. This year you're going for Hajj. Mashallah.
And this Hajj came, he was gone. Sometime afterwards, rewind and replay the same story. Man walks in, salam, Imam Sahib, I saw a dream, I'm giving azan, never gave dream in the entire life. He said, okay, sit down. The other is sitting. But the students there, chulbul, not lighties, they are big men. You know, and you learn from your mistakes. So they're nudging each other, hey, you remember us, then the father came, and what Hazrat said. Yeah. So they are now, what they're doing, opening the big mouth, you know what, you're going for Hajj. Don't worry, you're going for Hajj. Abu Hanifa stopped. This man not going for Hajj. He said, sit down. This man is going to steal. Chori karega. Giriftar hoga, will be arrested. Qazi ke saamne hazir hoga. Will appear before the magistrate. He'll be found guilty and he's going to have his hand chopped off. Ya Allah. Doc, come on. And it happened. Now the students are students. Hazrat, people saw the... Say, the two guys saw the identical dream. One fellow, you made him haji. Other fellow, you got his hand chopped off. How was that? He said, very simple. He said, when the first person came, I looked at him. He says he gave azan in the dream. I looked at him. He's not a zigzag. You know, he's upright Muslim from his appearance. And so he says, I began to scan. And I went into that part of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Ibrahim, make azan, announce to the people about Hajj. Azzin fin nas. This is azan, azzin. You saw it. This other fellow here, I looked at him. This is a scotted. Pakka John Dillinger or Al Capone. So definitely Hajj and him don't go together. So he said, I scanned the Quran and I stopped in Surah Yusuf. فَأَذَّنَا مُؤَذِّنٌ أَيَّتُ وَالْعِيرِ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. Remember when Yusuf wanted to keep his brother behind and he pulled a job with him. He says, you know what, how to hold you back? I'm going to put one golden cup of mine in your bag. And when you're going, you'll be arrested and you'll be charged for theft and you're going to be put in jail. And the brothers can keep moving because I don't want them to know that I'm Yusuf. You know the story now. So when that happened and they all are going, they covered quite a distance and now the royal, the horsemen, royal guards are now coming. And Quran says, they were all screaming loudly when they came into view. And the announcer made the announcement. فَأَزَّنَا مُؤَزِّنٌ أَيُّ you caravaners, you all are thieves. So the azan went to theft. So this fella got connected. How's that one? Beautiful, eh? Allahu Akbar. This is the whole objective. Why we have to read Quran so much? And believe you me, we the ulama, I hope Allah give all tawfiq, including myself too. When you read the same surah, I have made bayan of surah Fatiha, I don't know how many hundred times. But each time you look at it, you see new meaning, you see new knowledge. And if you'll remember, Mawana Patel used to sit in the chair and say sometimes, Allah has contained the entire Quran in surah Fatiha. Can you remember? Now where did he get that from? We were from the same ustad, we got from there. The entire Quran is in surah Fatiha. And the entire surah Fatiha is in Bismillah. The whole Quran is there. And there were those who said, Pura Bismillah ba ke andar hai, aur pura ba us nukte ke andar hai. I remember Hazrat Maulana Zulfikar Ahmad Sahab, Naqshbandi, Damat Barakatum, he said a very nice thing. You know, we all can imagine Allah, na, what it looks like. Ji? He said, look at this beautiful word. There's no other word like it. Allah. Take out the alif, what you left with. Lillah. Allah. The only object of worship. Lillah. To Allah belongs everything. Take out one lam, you left with lahu. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Beautiful, eh? To him belongs. He says, take out the lam, what we left with? Who? And zikr of who? Who? It only word in the dictionary. You can break it up and chop it up. And even with the last letter, it all points to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the phobia of these people. When they read Quran like that every day, you can imagine how fast he is going through, and what's the object of Taraweeh. We're supposed to be familiar with the laws of Allah through the Quran. And the Taraweeh helps us to do a revision. I'm sure every alim and hafiz combine the two in one fellas. When they stand in Taraweeh, I know it happens to me, you are following what the hafiz sahab is reading. And your mind is also, you know, we say below the line, looking at the Arabic meaning and it goes on. Like previously when I'll prepare one bayan, if I was giving whole month in a particular place, I'll open the Quran, I'll search, I'll say, right, okay, this is this ayat. Now when you come on the musalla there, when half of us are reading, you look at that, no, I'm skipping that, I'm doing this one. It's revision. That's the whole idea. Therefore Allah said, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Recite al-Quran with regularity, no limit. Ramadan Sharif, why we need so much Quran in Ramadan Sharif? Allah says, Shar Ramadan alladhi unzila fil Quran. Okay, we're going to conclude now. Let's go, Ibrahim Sahib, we'll conclude now. After 23 years of mehnat, Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam succeeded with Allah Ta'ala's grace to bring into Islam a figure of people that numbered more than 124,000. And we get that figure, all of the Arafat. Now here's something very interesting. We're ending now, inshallah, a few minutes. You open Para 11. Para 11 has got the surah called Surah Tawbah. And Surah Tawbah is either 72 or 73. 147 in the Quran. Each one came at different time. Makkah, Medina. Surah Tawbah is towards the end. You see, in the year 9 Hijri, Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Tabuk. When he came back, before he left for Tabuk, Munafiqin built a masjid. I don't want to go detail. And when he came back, Allah all him destroyed. Then there were those people that stayed behind, who didn't go in Tabuk. How Allah dealt with them. And there's so many other things there. Allah also sent the command of Hajj in the year 9 Hijri. And when he told the Sahaba Ikram, when they asked him who qualifies for Hajj, he said, Az-Zadu wa Rahila. Those who got transport and provision to take them and bring them back. And the number of people that qualified for that Hajj were only 300. He briefed them, he made Abu Bakr the Amir and he sent them. After Abu Bakr left with the 300 Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala sent down Surah Tawbah. Up to that point, mushriks were living in Makkah, were allowed total freedom of religion, right? In Makkah and surrounding areas. Keep that in front of you. Up to that point, mushriks were still making Hajj. Something important to remember. Despite the fact that the Arabs had turned idol worshippers, they made Hajj every year. Doc? They made slight modification, but Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah and the work, the Jamarat, Tawaf and Safa Marwa, say it was all part of the Hajj program, 5 days. Full. There was some shirk that came in. But in the time of Hajj, no shirk at all. The only shirk they made a statement in the Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Only there. But the whole program was Tawheed, Wahdahu La Sharik. So they were making Hajj. But they mushrikeen. Another important answer to our question, when Allah made Hajj first, why did Nabi not go for Hajj? If he goes for Hajj now, he will be rubbing shoulders in Tawaf, Hajj, Tawaf wa Ziyarah. He'll be rubbing shoulders to the walk to Mina, to Muzdalifah, to Arafat with the Mushrikeen. Allah would like Muhammad to come here when Makkah is free of the pollution of Shirk. Keep that in mind. So he's not going this year. Abu Bakr goes. When he leaves, Allah sends Surah Tawbah and some very important verses there. Number one, the freedom of mushrikeen to live in haram area has now been terminated. They have minimum 4 months, maximum 1 year. By the time next year comes, not a single mushrik will be allowed in Makkah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu innamal mushrikuna najasun fala yaqrabul masjidil haram. The mushrikeen are napak in terms of their belief. Must not come near Masjid al-Haram. Then, Abu Bakr reaches Makkah, Allah says, Allah Nabi said, Ali, go with this surah. This surah will be
address to the mushriks today in Arafat. And who will do the address? Abu Bakr. And the announcement, this is your last Hajj mushrikeen, after this no more Hajj for your khalas. Because you all are mushrik, chapter close. End of story. So that came here. Therefore Nabi came on next year and there was not a single mushrik. All this is 9 Hijri and 10 Hijri. Then we're looking at last most important point. Allah sent this ayat, which we hear all the time, where Allah announces the acceptance of all the Sahaba. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Two most important Sahaba group. And we had the third group who neither belong in here. And they come in here. وَالَّذِي نَتَّبَعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. And see Allah's certificate. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضْوَانِ. There's the certificate here. And with this certificate, what got fulfilled? The dream and the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You saw the difference now. You saw the connection now. Allah produced from my offspring an ummate Muslimah. 5,000 years later, Muhammad is born. 5,000 years later, we got minimum 100,000 Bani Ismail offspring. And Nabi's manat, 23 years later, we have a nation that is called Ummate Muslimah. And just to make it even more strong, what's your name? Shabir. Radiallahu anhu is in this place, right? Let's make it more strong. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm ending now, please. I'm ending now. Don't worry. Because without this, I can't leave from here. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man reporting is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He says, I heard Allah's Rasul saying, I asked my Rabb regarding the differences of opinion in my Sahaba after me. See, when they had difference, he was there to arbitrate and bring them together. He'll find a common ground solution. Okay, but you are wrong, he is right. And they used to bow their head down. And he trained them in that. Mashwara, allowed free thinking, you allow the differences. When you come to clash, this is the method you'll employ. Okay. So, he says, Allah Nabi is concerned, ki Allah, after I die, ikhtilaf is going to come here, what's going to happen? Listen, very carefully, people. Allah Nabi is saying, فَأَوْحَا إِلَيَّ Allah said, wahi to me, Ya Muhammad. Listen carefully, people. You're lucky you're here today, honestly. Others are missed out. Allah is saying, Ya Muhammad, indeed your Sahaba to me are like the stars in the sky. Listen carefully, people. This is too beautiful, this line. Allah is saying, Nabi, he's concerned of all the Sahaba. Ya Muhammad, indeed your Sahaba to me are like stars in the sky. Ah, some brighter than the others. Beautiful. I hope you can appreciate this. And the best part, each one is a light. There's no exception here, friends. Whole lot. All Sahaba without exception. Can you see that? Compare with Ibrahim Salam now. Ummate. Total submission. Can you see the connection? Right, then let's go further on. Allah is saying to Nabi, hey Muhammad, anybody after the Sahaba, if they follow any of the Sahaba, despite their difference of opinion, those people who follow these guys with the difference will be also right. An example I'll give you. You ask a Sahabi one question, example, he says haram. You ask the same another one, he says halal. Both right. Now, how do you explain that? Not possible. I'll give you an example. Inshallah. A man came to Allah Nabi in Ramadan, Ya O Allah's Rasul, can I kiss my wife while I'm fasting? He said, yes, you can. He went away. Within minutes, same majlis, same day, minutes later, man comes in. Salam, Hazrat, can I kiss my wife while I'm fasting? He said, no, he went away. Two came and two went.
And the people sitting there, now they puzzle. Ya Nabi? Same question. One got permission, one got no permission. I don't understand. We don't understand. It's a very simple. You saw the question. I saw the question and the one asking the question. What's the meaning of that? He said, the first one I allowed because he's an old man. He won't go beyond that. Was there any other medication that time? He said, the second fellow, young man, newly married, he'll go beyond the limit. Okay. Chapter closed. Now they understood that. Now let's go to these two. Come on. This old man, until he dies, anybody ask him, Hazrat, can I kiss my wife while I'm fasting? He'll say, bilkul halal. Yes or no? Permission, yes or no? And the other young bitara, till he dies, if the same question put to him, what will he say? Not permissible. Both right, am I correct? Chapter close. Now, those two don't know, because I am young man, I was banned, and because he was an old buddy, he was not banned. They're not looking at, they're looking at that. There's a beauty here. This is the beauty of the deen of Islam. So friends, I say jazakallah to all of you who are sitting here for more than 1¾ hours. Allah bless all of you. Allah accept you. There's, as you can see, there's so much I can share with you. Plenty not to share. But unfortunately, but I hope you all benefited. At least mind opened up, some thinking power opened up. Acha, this last line. You know when our Nabi said, listen, afterwards, all my sahabas are like stars. Ashabi kan nujum fa bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. How did he base that? On what strength? Allah Nabi told us, all my sahabas are like stars. Anyone you follow, you on the right track. He based it on Allah's statement. What Allah said to him, Ya Muhammad, in my sight, to me, all your sahabas are like stars in the sky. Some brighter than the others. Each one is a light. Anybody follows any one of them, they'll be on hidayah. Those were Allah's words, and our Nabi based his statement on the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, I want you to understand the connection here. Friends, we are 1400 years later, we are not Banu Ismail and Banu Ibrahim. Am I right? Think about this one before we leave. A lot of us, the thought enters them, hey, how I wish I lived in Nabi's time. Honestly, you think we qualified? We would have dissed the Nabi one shot. Those people gave their lives. They made Qurbani, the likes of which for us is just one story. He is so far-fetched. What these Maulvis are talking about, all trash. Na'uzubillah ibn Zali. Because our minds are all warped. We never qualify to be there. And the line fits. Allah selected for me my family, I forgot to mention, and Allah selected for me my sahaba. And definitely they were worthy of that. The Qurbani that they gave, my friends, we find it hard to digest. You know, there's one kitab, I don't know if you all read this thing, it's called The Conquest of the Sahaba, Futuh Sham. There's a young Maulvi, Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab's wife's nephew. I met him in Hajj in 2009, and he saw this Maulana Khan loves to give stories, and he's very dramatic and dynamic and what have you. So he had this one kitab by Futuh Sham. I should always talk about Sahab because they are the best people to help us appreciate Islam. So he had by him this kitab called Futuh Sham. It's ever in English here. He gave me in Hajj before Hajj, and I started reading. Before Hajj finished, before I could start, that is, I read the whole book. And believe you me, after reading that kitab, I began to appreciate the sahaba's qurbani. For you to understand the qurbani sahaba made, one. And the yakin that they had in Nabi's words, two. And the reliance that they had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, Allah got a policy. Allah will send help. In English they say 11th hour. In Islam, it's 12th hour. It's a famous line to use in English. 11th hour the help came. Allah 12. In fact, I will say slightly past. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, when did Allah address the fire and say, become cool? Before they shot him like a missile or after they shot him like a missile? After. Put yourself in Ibrahim's place now. He's heading straight for that blazing fire, mountain fire it was, mountain, huge. Is there any way that he can be rescued? If we go into fiction, Superman wasn't around to fly and come and take him away. Yes, Jibreel came, yes. Jibreel came before they fired him like a missile. He said, I have come to rescue you, Ya Ibrahim. Jibreel, did Allah send you now? He said, no, that's part of my portfolio. To come to the rescue of a Nabi. He said, that's not the question. Did Allah directly send you now, Jibreel, go and rescue him? He said, no. Then he said, I don't need your help. Allah knows my condition and I submit to Allah's decision. If Allah wants me to perish, so be it. If Allah wants to save me, that's left to him. And he's now moving like a missile. Now think about it like that. Under normal condition, is it possible for him to risk? He's about to enter the fire. No way. And at that 12th pass, our Allah is saying, Kulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Fire become cool. And Allah put salam there too. Something is boiling hot, and Allah say become thanda. Aisa thanda ho jayega, you'll freeze to death. So Allah said to the fire, no, what kind cool you will become? A coolness that will give comfort to Ibrahim. So friends, Jazakallah once again. Allah Ta'ala give us topic to follow in the line, in the footsteps of Sahaba Ikiram. Allah help us to appreciate these people, that it is through their qurbani that today Islam has come to us. Today Islam is in our hands. And the question that I leave with, what are we going to do to ensure that Islam continues after that? It is very, very difficult and we have to do something. And lastly, we need to appreciate Tablighi Jamaat honestly, because right now Allah has chosen them not so long ago to promote the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama are they? And sometimes you listen to your own kind of marriage. Hey, this Molvi there, baate kara karte. That's a talk. But if an ordinary fellow talks, it makes a difference. So Allah is using them, Allah ta'ala accept them. And wherever you can participate in your own way, please, you make sure that you promote Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. May Allah give us barakah in Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah accept, Allah forgive all our shortcomings, big and small, day and night. And Allah jalla shanu send down his special mercy on the qabrs of the likes of Mawani Ibn Fathal Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Hazrat Mawani Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Hazrat Mawani Masihullah Khah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Mawani Asafari Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and all the other Gurugana deen that serve the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina mawlana Muhammad barik wa sallim. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman wa ahshunna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Allahumma aftah lana bil khair wa akhtim lana bil khair wa ajal awaqibuna bil khair. Biyadika al-khair innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma rabbana aghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. اللهم اجعل حالنا فرطا واجعل حالنا اجرا وذخرا واجعل حالنا شافية مشفى وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله reward all of you. السلام عليكم.